Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
18 buwan na ng pukawin ng COVID-19 ang atensyon ng buong mundo. Mula sa siyudad ng Wuhan sa China, mabilis itong kumalat at naging sanhi ng pagkamatay ng milyong-milyong tao. 180 million na ang nahawa sa virus. Pero hindi lang ito basta kumakalat, nagkaroon din ito ng maraming mutations. Ang mga bagong variant ng COVID-19 ay sinasabing mas mabilis na nakakahawa, lalo na ang bagong Delta variant na pinakamarami ang kaso sa buong mundo.
It seems to have a particular mutation or set of mutations that impact its ability to transmit. So it's a variant that we've been watching because we have seen it outcompete the other variants of concern. So Alpha, the variant associated with the UK originally, has been quite quickly replaced by this Delta variant as the dominant strain. This particular variant is potentially 60% more infectious than we saw with the Alpha variant, and that already was 50% more infectious than other variants. So its ability to transmit is a concern.
Yan ang tinig ni Professor Catherine Bennett mula Deakin University. Ang Delta variant ay unang natukoy sa India at ngayon ay nakapasok na sa halos 80 bansa. Tinatayang 99% ng bagong kaso sa United Kingdom at 90% naman sa Russia ay mula dito. Ayon sa research mula Public Health England, tinatayang 6 na tao ang pwedeng mahawa ng isang pasyenteng infected ng virus. Sa pahayag ni Professor Bennett, sinabi nitong ang Alpha variant ang may pinakamaraming kaso sa Australia, pero naungusan agad ito ng bilang ng Delta variant.
Well, Alpha, I think, was becoming the dominant one we were seeing being brought in with returning travellers. So for us, it's the mix that comes into hotel quarantine. We've done everything we can. Screening offshore reduces the number of cases coming in. But now, whether it's people from Asia, Europe or North America, the chances are it's going to be a Delta variant they're bringing if they do happen to be positive. So I think we have to get used to the fact that Delta will be the dominant global variant, and that's the one we need to be really focused on.
Karaniwan sa mga outbreak sa bansa ay nagmula sa Alpha at Delta variant, pero may banta rin ang Kappa variant na natukoy rin mula India. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Robert Boy, Infectious Disease Specialist ng University of Sydney at Immunization Coalition, ang pinagmula ng mga ito.
Several months ago, people noticed that there was a mutant strain developing in India. They called it a double mutant, but indeed there was probably a dozen mutations that led to this new variant. And it was called B1.617 or B1617, two teenagers. So you could call it the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tucson.
Ang COVID-19 ay dulot ng isang RNA virus na kapareho ng sa influenza. Paliwanag ni Professor Boy, ang RNA viruses ay mabilis na nagbabago o nagmumutate, kaya dumarami rin ang klase ng COVID-19 variant.
COVID-19 is an RNA virus, and that means, like influenza, it doesn't copy itself very well at all. So the progeny, the babies of one virus, can be slightly different, mutated from the original virus. Viruses want to survive just like you and I want to survive, and so although they don't have volition, they can't make a decision, the viruses that do survive are those that can transmit. So in mutating, those that are able to transmit from one person to another and on are those that become entrenched in the community.
Nananawagan si Professor Bennett at Boy sa mga Australian na magpabakuna laban sa COVID-19. Ang AstraZeneca at Pfizer vaccines ay mabisang panlaban umano sa mga variants. Dagdag ni Professor Bennett, 83% ng kaso sa UK ay mula sa mga taong hindi pa nakakapagpabakuna. Nasa 4% lang ng nagkasakit ang tumanggap na ng vaccine.
So for vaccine efficacy, the numbers that have come out of the UK lately show that if you're fully vaccinated, and we're talking about protection now against serious illness and hospitalization, you still have between 96-92% coverage, protection from hospitalization, whether you've had AstraZeneca or Pfizer after your second dose. So vaccination is still our best strategy.
Yan ang ulat ni Omar Dehen para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.